I'm Richard Reinsch. I'm the chairman of our panel, Whigs, Democrats, and Republicans from 1850 to 1861, Compromise, Disunion, or War. In a moment, I'll introduce the excellent members of our panel, which presents, I think, in a most compelling fashion, the challenges faced and the problems posed by political parties within modern constitutional republics. If we take Edmund Burke's view, as we've been discussing, that parties in modern republics have been made safe by two things: the restriction of the prerogative powers of the crown and the banishment of religious wards for state power, we then can place in their stead an agreement that grounds government on principles acceptable to all, that is, equal natural rights and commerce. But what happens when the meaning of these principles becomes the source of party strife? And we should add to this Tocqueville's reflections on parties in modern republics, which he says struggle with one another using the equality of votes as the means to the power of the people to rule the whole. But the specific content of those appeals to equality can take various forms. And so we have an appeal by Stephen Douglas for a standard of popular sovereignty that permitted men to vote slavery up or down. But what sort of an appeal is this? What sort of a popular whole is Douglas pointing to? Is he using political freedom well? Opposed to Douglas stands Abraham Lincoln and the Republicans, who place equal natural rights at the head of our constitutional order and indeed subordinate the Constitution to the Declaration. But surely, with all of the potentialities for good and for ill in such a move, but surely it means that slavery can't be the subject of a popular vote. But Lincoln further states that this understanding of equality must be consented to through elections. And this is the way that slavery, rather than being spread through a popular vote, will be contained and slowly exhausted. Unless mindful of such a politics, other parties to the contract withdraw their consent. Or as Harvey Mansfield recently noted in City Journal, we have Democratic parties, but the better half would seem to reside in that party which does something dangerous in a democracy. It makes an appeal to the electorate through the democratization of virtue, of making liberty a good that is earned through using it well in concert with others. And so leading us off and helping us to sort through these issues is James Stoner, our panel's first speaker, and I'll introduce all of them together. James Stoner is the Herman Moyse Professor and Director of the Eric Voegelin Institute in the Department of Political Science at LSU. He is the author of Common Law Liberty, Rethinking American Constitutionalism, and also Common Law in Liberal Theory, Cook, Hobbes, and the Origins of American Constitutionalism, as well as a number of articles and essays. In 2009, he was named Senior Fellow of the Witherspoon Institute. He has co-edited three books published by Witherspoon: The Thriving Society, The Social Cost of Pornography, and Rethinking Business Management. He was the 2010 recipient of the Honors College Sternberg Professorship at LSU. Dr. Herman Bells is a professor of history emeritus at the University of Maryland, an academic director of the James Madison Memorial Fellowship Foundation. He is the author of numerous books, including Abraham Lincoln, Constitutionalism, and Equal Civil Rights in the Civil War. A living constitution or fundamental law, American constitutionalism in historical perspective, and equality transformed, a quarter century of affirmative action. And he is also the author of dozens of articles and reviews which have appeared in Commentary, the Claremont Review of Books, Policy Review, Times, Literary Supplement, The World and I, and The American Spectator. Dr. Bells served on the National Council on the Humanities from 2005 to 2011 and is the recipient of numerous awards, including fellowships from the John Simon Guggenheim Memorial Fellowship Foundation, the Earhart Foundation, and the Social Philosophy and Policy Center. Kevin Porteous joined the faculty of Hillsdale College in 2008. He's associate professor of politics and the director of Hillsdale's program in American Studies. He previously taught at Belmont Abbey. Dr. Porteous recently completed a manuscript on public administration and the framers' constitutionalism. and a paper on the problem of immigration, national sovereignty, and citizenship in the American founding. He is currently writing a study of Abraham Lincoln's 1852 eulogy on Henry Clay, and he is a regular contributor to Hillsdale College's online courses, hostels, and freedom forums. Dr. Jim Stoner.